We're on the telephone with Kyle Hansen with Hertz Real Estate in Iowa. And Kyle also coordinates the biannual farmland survey for the Realtors Land Institute Iowa chapter. They survey their members every 6 months in regards to farmland values. And Kyle, sounds like this last report showed another increase in farmland values overall.
Well, this is our third consecutive survey that we've shown an increase for the state average. And this particular time, all districts reported an increase. And, you know, it's not really a surprise. It's somewhat of what we've seen in the country, just a continued strength and consistent, small increase every 6 months. So the survey this time indicated that the state average of farmland in Iowa is up 2.9% in the last 6 months.
So it sounds like a tight supply of farmland out there is one of the factors. There's just not a lot of land available right now.
That's correct. We haven't had a lot of land on the market in the last several years, so our supply has been very tight. And our demand just seems to continue to grow. A lot of farmer buyers, they typically buy about 80% of the farms that come up for sale. We have investor buyers, and when there's not much available, they are willing to compete against one another to obtain the property that they want. And so we are seeing that continued competition really kind of pushing the values just a little bit, and primarily, again, from the lack of available options out there to buy.
I did note a comment you made that it does seem like there's kind of a growing disconnect here between land prices and what that land can return.
Correct. So the last 3 years, really from about 2014 on, we started seeing the commodity prices continue to lower, and ag values didn't lower at the same rate. Typically in the past, we've seen somewhat of a very elastic relationship between commodity prices and our land values, and we're starting to get a disconnect between the two. And not real sure exactly why that is, but we know somewhere down the line they'll become related again, whether commodity prices come up or land values go down. But right now, I think we're seeing a short time frame here, and it'll probably continue for a little bit to have that disconnect between commodity prices and land values.
Are there any other factors that you think might be related to this increase that we've seen?
I think some of it also has to do with the higher than anticipated yields that were received around the state of Iowa last year, even in a somewhat low moisture or not quite drought conditions, but pretty close. We actually were able to harvest a lot higher yields than what we anticipated, you know, from the month of July and August. And any time that we have higher than expected yields, it does offset some of those low commodity prices to add just a little bit more favorable conditions for land values.
Certainly, a few years ago when land prices went up so quickly, folks were concerned about a farmland bubble, but boy, we sure haven't seen anything like that, have we?
We haven't. It's one where, you know, when they talked about a bubble, I really wanted to say more like a balloon with a pin-sized hole, and it's just a slow leak, and land values continued to come down slowly. It wasn't a big break in the bubble and a rapid decrease in value. So seeing that it's come down slowly to try and catch its breath, see exactly where we are. And in the recent history, it appears like we've at least found some stable ground and have slightly increased off of that in the past 18 months.